Leaving Protection by Will Hobbs, narrated by Charlie Thurston. Chapter 1. Strange how it all began. Silence hung over breakfast like a spell. Somebody would make an attempt at cheerful conversation, and then it would die out like a campfire built with wet wood. I kept straining for the sound of an airplane motor. My parents and my little sister were doing the same. Maddie, who was 10, was sneaking glances like she might never see me again. My parents were in favor of my plan, but they were nervous too. If everything worked out, I was going to work on a boat fishing the outside waters. We live in a house that goes up and down with the tides, which are huge in southeast Alaska. We live in the inside waters, in a small cove in Port Protection's Back Bay. Protection is up in the northern tip of Prince of Wales Island, the biggest of the 1,100 islands in the panhandle of Alaska, or southeast, as we call it. Port Protection is little, and by little I mean tiny. No streets, no cars, one store. We've got more boats than we do people. I was born in our float house, and so was Maddie. The moss-covered house and the hodgepodge of cables engineered to let it ride up and down with the tides looks like something Dr. Seuss thought up, but my parents get all the credit. One big cedar tree from the mountainside behind us provided all the lumber and the shingle siding. The rusty metal roof is second-hand, and so are the single-pane windows, which leak lots of heat. Almost always, there's a fire burning in the stove.